Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Pei Hei Chulin 85. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara records a statement, Tkia Shofar Begulin Begvulin Tochiach, that we know that the blowing of the shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that we see under those circumstances, Ein Vada'a Docha Shabbos, that even if we know for sure that it's Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos, we do not allow you to blow the shofar. However, Sveika Docha Yom Tov, but if it's, we're not sure, if it's a suffix, it's a doubt, then it does push off Yom Tov. The reason why we can't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is because even though we have, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, everybody's obligated to blow the shofar, but not everybody knows how to blow the shofar. And so therefore, the rabbis made a decree that maybe you're going to take the shofar through a place where you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and in order for that person to blow the shofar for you. So the Gemara asks, when it says that on Yontif you can't blow it out of a doubt, that it says on Yontif usveika docha Yom Tov, that if it's a doubt you're allowed to blow it, it pushes off Yom Tov, that you can blow the shofar, what a doubt are we talking about? If you're going to say, says the Gemara, Iwe must suffik call suffik Yom Tov, if you're going to say we're not sure if it's a weekday or if it's Yom Tov, that can't be the case, because Rosh Hashanah itself are allowed to blow the shofar. So for sure, if the other day is a weekday, of course we can blow it. Hashtavada Yom Tov docha suffik Yom Tov suffik call me by it. For sure, if we're not sure if it's Yom Tov or if it's a weekday, of course we can blow it. So when we say it's a doubt and we still allow you to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what are we talking about? So says the Gemara, what we're talking about is suffik ish, suffik isha. Now, that the Brisa must be talking about where we're not sure if the person is a man or a woman, and nevertheless, we say, even though we're not sure if it's a man or a woman, and the person says, I didn't hear the shofar, it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's Yom Tov, since the women are not obligated to hear the shofar because of the time-bound positive commandment, nevertheless, under these circumstances, we say that you can blow the shofar so that this person, who we're not sure if they're a man or a woman, can fulfill their obligation. So that Rabbi Yossi, who is a different point until this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi has a different approach. Rabbi Yossi says that Amar Isha Vada is Namitaka. The Gemara's whole premise here is that if there's a person who's not sure, if we're not sure they may be a man, they may be a woman, we can blow a shofar for them. But Rabbi Yossi, who generally speaking, we're going to see the halacha generally follows Rabbi Yossi, he's of the position Isha Vada is Namitaka, that a woman, that a person, if we know for sure they're a woman, we could still blow the shofar for them on Rosh Hashanah. And even though a woman is not obligated to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yossi is in the position that we could for sure blow the shofar for her. And how do we know this? So the Gemara cites a Braisa that this is Rabbi Yossi's position, because the Braisa says Bnei Yisrael Somchin, that when it came time to bring a sacrifice of an animal on the altar, that prior to the sacrifice, a person was supposed to place their hands on the offering, and that was going to be considered to be a mitzvah, and a person has to lean upon the animal with all of their hands. And so that is the position of Smicha. So we say Bnei Yisrael Somchin, that the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, must lay their hands. But the Chachamim's position in this price is V'lo Benos Yisrael Somchos, that the women do not lay their hands upon the animal, that the women should not be doing this. And there's a problem here, because if you're going to lay your hands on the animal, you're not obligated in the mitzvah of laying your hands, then it could be coming like you're serving, like you're using this sacred animal, and that would be problematic, because you're not allowed to use a sacred animal for your own benefit. So that's the position of the Chachamim, that the men are able to do this, but not the women. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and so we see that Rabbi Yossi is of this position, and he says, Nashim Somchos Rishus. He says, women are allowed to lean their hands, even though they're not obligated to, they are allowed to do it. And by leaning their hands upon this animal, they're not going to be in violation of the prohibition of using a sacred animal. And so too, by blowing the shofar, Rabbi Yossi would be of the position that even for a woman on Rosh Hashanah itself, you can blow the shofar, even though the women are not obligating this commandment, and it's not considered to be a violation of Yontif by blowing the shofar for them. So this is the concept that Nashim, that Rabbi Yossi says, Nashim Somchos Rishus, that even though women are not obligated in the obligation of smicha, of laying the hands on the animal, still we say that they are able to do it. Tosos writes here that really, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the women should not be leaning with their full power, because the Tosos cites the Gemara from Chagiga 16b, where says Rabbi Yossi that Sachli Abba Elazar, that Abba Elazar told me that one time he said we had a calf of a korban shlamim in the temple, and they brought it to the women's courtyard, and the women leaned upon it, and they did smicha, not because there was smicha of the women, but only kedei la'asos nachas ruach l'nashim, only to bring appeasement and comfort to the women, meaning to say that they weren't obligated, and really we don't think they should have done it, but we wanted to have this concept. We knew that they would be very upset, and so as Tosfos explains, in order to bring comfort to the women, we're going to violate something, which is that you're not allowed to misuse temple property. And the Gemara answers that they didn't lean with all their hands, they just did a little bit. And so we see from here a fundamental concept that even though we have this idea that it is prohibited for misusing a temple sacred property, and even though the women were not obligated, nevertheless, kedei la'asos nachas ruach hanashim, in order to bring appeasement to the women, therefore the rabbis figured out a way to allow the women to participate in the temple service. So we see from here, and Tosfos writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam in several places, that so we see from here a fundamental point that even though we have a concept that women are exempt from positive time-bound commandments, nevertheless, they could fulfill the mitzvah. And Tosfos writes, because the lacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because nemuko imo, because the logic is with him, as it states in the Gemara in Gittin 67a. And so even though there were, in this case, of the leaning of the hands, there would be misuse of temple property, the rabbis allowed it. That's how much we have to go out of our way in order to make sure that everybody is included spiritually and part of the spiritual process. That is the concept of Kedei La'asos Nachas Ruach HaNashim.